Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Your soul is mine.
Welcome to the Uncut Critic Podcast, Yo. Everybody. This is one of your hosts, Kid Adonis.
It's your boy, DJ Sir. Can I kick it? It's where I could be seen and followed.
Today, we're going to be talking about Mortal Motherfucking Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
One of the greatest fighting video game franchises of all time. It's one of the main video games why the ESRB that exists.
Yes, all that blood for a very low price.
Gore, fatalities, brutalities, and a variety of things. So, let's talk about Mortal Kombat and how ass it was. Because it was fucking ass. It was fucking terrible. I don't give a fuck what anybody's talking about. First and foremost, the origin story in the beginning. In feudal Japan. And somehow Sub-Zero kills all of Scorpion's family. That is not true.
First of all, that's not true. And not only that is,
what the fuck?
They even said it that Scorpion and Sub-Zero don't even speak the same language. One of them are of Chinese descent, the other one's Japanese.
Right. They don't even speak the same
language. So one of them was talking to the other one. The other was like, what the fuck are you saying? But he was saying in Japanese. He was saying in Mandarin. They were just like, don't change each other, but I know you come to kill me, so now I came to kill you.
Which is crazy. And the main character. How do we even start?
The disrespect.
Okay, hear me out, listen, audience. So the main character wasn't even into Mortal Kombat universe. It was a new person, Cole.
So who was the main character?
Cole.
Oh, no. You're
his
right.
Name is Cole.
The main character of the movie, of this movie, isn't in the Mortal Kombat. Yes, he's correct on that.
Cole.
The disrespect. That's strike one. Let's see how many strikes can we get on this movie. Well, that's strike one.
Was Baraka?
A picture of Baraka. Was
not
a picture.
Baraka.
It was a picture. It was a picture. It was framework. It was artwork to show the importance of Baraka.
Man, look.
Actual Baraka was there.
It was an ass movie. I'm going to say that.
It was an ass. Yep. It was, for as long as it's been between the last Mortal Kombat movie, it was pretty decent, but it was just a lot of things.
Kano made the movie.
Yeah, Kano was cool.
Kano made the movie. I'm Kano glad cool. They didn't make Kano a good guy. I'm glad that
Kano was never a good guy.
I know. You see what I'm saying? The switch, the transitional of like, fuck this. But I'm trying to figure out, where the fuck did they come up with this Mortal Kombat awakening moment? Like, you unlocked your potential, like you're Krillin from Dragon Ball.
So I think my opinion on that is that they decide to take a different approach
different
to the Mortal Kombat universe.
You're not Batman. Okay.
So what they usually do, you know, they follow the story of Liu Kang, Kung Lao, and the whole temple, all that through Raimi. And that's how the story goes. You follow it through the original Mortal Kombat movie. It starts with Liu Kang. He's the main character.
Right. And he was a bitch in this.
I mean, oh yeah. I'm not going to say he was a bitch, but he wasn't a real
bitch. Cabal? Wasn't he fighting Cabal?
Yeah.
Cabal.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Cabal should never stay even anywhere close to Liu Kang. He threw a fireball at Cabal, and Cabal just whipped it away.
Wait, let me tell you what pissed me off. How the fuck did Goro go fight Cole at his house and fucking lose?
I mean, first of all, Cole's the main character, so you shouldn't be surprised. But what I didn't understand is when he unlocked his powers and potential, it wasn't really any real change. Like, what was his power?
I don't fucking know.
I was trying to understand his powers.
He was useless. He was fucking useless.
Yeah, they could have kept that. They could have just thought. I would have really been okay with Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
If they would have revamped it like how the old Mortal Kombat was, I would have not complained.
But you know, they did a couple of little miniseries where they followed the Sub-Zero and Scorpion story versus followed by Liu Kang, which is okay. I think that's why the fans liked it. But even that "Get Over Here!" it was just like
too late.
It sounded like "Get
too
Over Here." It was
late.
Just like, get over here. You come here now.
Yeah, it wasn't the iconic Mortal Kombat violence and cruelty. People have their pride and leadership roles within the Mortal Kombat.
There's a lot of, I like the fight scenes. It's a fight scene.
Why they made Kung Lao look like, bitch, stop talking to me.
Kung Lao, I will say Kung Lao, but Kung Lao to never be in a movie, He was a real ass nigga.
Kung Lao had black Air Force energy the whole time.
Hey, he was real.
Y'all
nigga,
niggas just useless. Fight me. Shut up.
Favorite character of the movie was Kung Lao. I didn't like the way he died.
I didn't think he should have died.
I mean,
Liu Kang was fucking useless.
I feel like you could never have Kung Lao and Liu Kang, because Liu Kang went to avenge Kung Lao. So it's like, you feel me? You know Kung Lao was going to die, but he just died like a 5-second death. Like, if you guys see the Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation, when Shao Kahn killed Johnny Cage, grabbed him by his neck, snapped his shit. Mm-hmm. That's damn near almost the same thing.
You could have just killed Cabal.
Yeah. Cabal could have been good. But Cabal died eventually.
Yeah. Kano did his job.
Yeah. He died.
I like what they did with Jax. I don't like I think the whole Jax thing was good, but the problem is with me.
He overdid it.
I wouldn't even say they overdid it. You rubbed me the wrong way with the Sub-Zero energy. The Sub-Zero, you got me fucked up. I'm murking everybody on site. I don't give a fuck what's going on. What up, bitch? Yeah, alright.
I feel like Sub-Zero, I want to say they overdid the Sub-Zero.
They did.
They overdid.
I think they did.
He was above everybody. And, Sub-Zero wasn't above everybody. He was a main character. A main character.
Exactly.
And then they didn't even show really Shang Tsung fighting. So it's like, this is almost like a prequel.
Yeah, it was some bullshit.
And you feel me? I didn't hear that. Your soul is mine.
You made Raiden seem like he can't really do nothing but fucking complain about
everything. Yeah, Wayne was like a fucking Reddit fucking, what's the word? Critic. You feel me?
Oh, you're not ready to fight in the tournament. Bitch, you fight then.
You're not supposed to be here.
Look, all I can do is put up a barrier. Come on,
bro.
Okay, Intel really grinded my gears. Really genuinely grinded my gears. The fucking tattoo. After you defeat one of the Mortal Kombat warriors, a tattoo will appear and you will unlock your potential. What type of fucking cryptic maze is this, bro?
That's what made Sonya Blade relevant. They made Sonya Blade seem low-key irrelevant because you heard what they said. You cannot fight here because you do not have the tattoo of the titan. I don't know. It was a lot of ass, but it was a lot of good shit in the movie too. Like, I will say, like, the content of the movie when they already stuck, it was good. So the beginning, you know, when Scorpion and Sub-Zero, I liked it.
It was well built, but the story was ass.
Yeah, the story could have been like.
I blame the writers. I'm gonna say it.
I blame the director. This is his vision.
You can have a vision, but you still gotta stick to the script.
You can tell people to not add this or to add.
Look, if you only give me a certain amount of fucking paint to paint this canvas, if you don't give me the tools to paint the canvas ain't gonna come out perfect how you want to. Even if I'm the person that does the painting.
But the director is the head. He's putting people in charge to tell people what to do or to how to use the paint.
Look, if the director was the writer, there would never be writers.
Director picks the writers.
Listen, the coach, the director don't pick the what's called producer and based on budget, what you can get. In
the director writing. Just gives people power and then he winds his business.
So, what does the casting agent do?
Director gives the casting agent the power.
Oh, here we go. They go to bullshit.
He's like, you know what? I think this is good right here. So let me get writers, people, and I'm just going to put all these visions into one. That's the challenge. But anywho,
a two.
We're not even there yet, first of all. You missed the whole thing, you know, with the tattoo can. Yeah, I understand that. But we didn't need Baraka. First of all, Baraka wasn't the main character in the first one. Baraka didn't come to the second movie.
I feel
you. I did not like the animalities. You feel me? Like, when Luke came to the jacket thing, I liked the idea, the concept of it. But it's like, I feel like people were still alive after they died. I didn't like that either. Like, at least in the other more comments, you know what niggas did.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Just like how Reptile was literally Reptile.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like I said,
pissed me off.
It kind of, I'm not gonna lie, the movie had good, like, potential. I'm not gonna lie, it was a lot of good potential.
Sounds there. Like a lot of Power Rangers energy right now.
No, I don't know about that.
The new one. You was overhyped about it coming out, and then it came out. You realized it was ass.
The Power Rangers movie was ass.
Yeah,
I will leave it at that.
Wow.
Was an ass. But no, seriously though, like, what I didn't like was Liu Kang played the backup bitch one. I mean, he could have played.
He was the number one. I feel like fucking Liu Kang's the number one in Kung Lao's too. Mario Luigi, not fucking Luigi Mario. Kung Lao, Liu Kang. No, nobody say Kung Lao Liu Kang. They say Liu Kang then Kung Lao.
It's, I feel like number one, two is Liu Kang and Raiden.
Raiden don't even count. That nigga is Monster Zero.
Exactly. You feel me? But it's like, you know, you got Liu Kang leads the clan, and it's like, and it's all the Scorpions people. Then what I do find that they switched it up was Scorpion used to be one of the bad guys.
I still think he is.
And then he was a good guy.
What in this?
Yeah.
I think he's an anti-hero.
Okay. What? Harley Quinn?
No, that bitch is never good. She's still bad. Anti-hero is like the fucking Hulk.
You hit me, I hit you back.
No, Hulk fought fights for justice.
Who told you that lie?
Every fucking Marvel movie.
Look, you ever read the comics about Worldbreaker Hulk?
Yeah.
What, he defeated damn near all of Marvel?
I mean, but
he killed my wife.
That's the difference between the Hulk, the movies and the comics. Like, in the comics, Hulk just smashes. Like, in the movie, if you fuck with the Avengers, he smashes.
He smashed in the comics, too. He talked to and he's
no, but he's more Hulk smash in the comics. In the actual movie, he's more like, you know, he's so there's Kano. Who else? What else did you like about the movie? I hear a lot of dislikes.
What did I like about the movie?
Well, really
I like Kano.
I like Kano.
Kano did a good job. His personality. Whoever was the actor for that? Who was the actor for that? Let me look that up really quick. The actor.
Well casted. I feel like everyone's role was kind of casted. It wasn't a bad role cast, except for Liu Kang. I'm not gonna lie. They made him look like a pussy.
No Avenger Looty Land.
I don't know what it was about Liu Kang, but in the video game and previous movies, Liu Kang represents, you know, strength. Like, he could be the one.
Right.
And he didn't look like the one.
He was looking like he was there.
He was just there, yes. And I understand, once again, they took a different approach to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They had to make him seem like he was just irrelevant, though, man. Like, that shit wasn't all that cool. Hold on, man.
Josh Lawson.
Who's Josh Lawson?
The actor that played King. He did a good job. He did a really good job.
World died.
That's what pissed me off.
I mean, I know he's gonna die because he was fighting that man. I don't know. I didn't like the Cole character too much. That's kind of right. I guess because, you know,
Cole was ass.
What they did was they tried to give the story a plot, like a storyline. And as much as they try to stick to Scorpion and Sub-Zero, they try to make it relevant to today. So that's where I guess Cole came from.
Mm-hmm.
But even in that sequence, it's like, he kind of still just felt like he was just there. Like, and on top of that, at the end of the movie, they went to another one, like Star Johnny Cage, which is like, you know, hey, Johnny Cage. You know. Which is like, they didn't have Johnny Cage in this movie either, but... You feel me?
And then they did, like, oh yeah, the photo poster, Johnny Cage, come on, bro.
They have Katana, Johnny Cage.
It was ass because Goro's dead.
Goro dies in every movie, what do you mean?
Goro's dead, I don't like the fact
Goro. Johnny Cage killed him in the first movie.
Johnny Cage, not Cole Young. You understand what I'm saying? I need somebody with some clout on their back to beat Goro from Otherworld. How many fucking Mortal Kombat tournaments did that nigga win, bro?
Nine.
Right. Nine consecutive Mortal Kombat tournaments. And was defeated by the great Kung Lao. But Cole beat him. We doing that?
Kung Lao died, though.
Right.
He killed the fuck out of that bitch. I ain't gonna lie. Like, his fight was cold. I ain't gonna lie. And his fight was amazing. He beat. Didn't hit him with the fatality, though. The same fatality off the game, though. I go, he fucked ass. He come here. I
was so pissed.
I was happy to see that. And then the very next second, pissed me off. Look, the very next second, after he put Shorty ass through the fucking spinning hat trick, Shang Tsung just said, come here, your soul is mine. And that was it. That was it. Like, really? Like, it wasn't even a fight? So he just did all this to kill. He killed the flying dragon bitch in a 3-minute fight, 4-minute fight.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Shang Tsung killed him in like 5 seconds. That blew me. Wasn't a fan of it. But
I wasn't a fan of the movie. Just in
general. It was a Disney movie, man. What's
Dragon Ball Evolution.
Whoa.
Collection.
Never again.
First of all.
Second of all, that would never happen again.
No movie would ever be Dragon Ball Evolution. I'm
you
not
sure?
gonna lie to you.
It's a lot of movies I got in that collection.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I mean,
you seen Death Note on Netflix? In that collection.
Like, Dragon Ball Evolution is pretty horrible.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat wasn't that horrible, though.
On the show.
Mortal Kombat get a solid
three. Okay, you tell what else was on that show?
What?
Avatar. The Last Airbender.
Yeah, but then you get coming out with
M. Night Shyamalan.
They came out with a remake, though.
Yeah.
Not came out with
a disappointment. Up there too. See, now you understand that.
What's his name? What was his name?
Ryan Reynolds played him.
Ryan Reynolds knew that movie was bad too. Terrible movie. I ain't gonna lie, they have never been it. But you know what? Not to go off topic, but they've never made the Green Lantern look good. I don't
wait. Actually, you heard that the new Green Lantern is Wayne T. Carr, right?
Electric?
Yeah, he's get him. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds isn't a bad actor. It was just a terrible movie. Not gonna lie, Ryan Reynolds isn't a terrible actor. He did Deadpool cool as fuck.
Just cause you found one role that fits you don't mean all of it. Of course, Robert Downey is fit for that role.
All his movies are pretty good.
You know, I had to think of, I go by franchises. When you think outside the box, something different. Character development.
I'll give you another guy. Wolverine. Hugh Jackman. Not a bad actor. And he's done all the roles. He was Wolverine.
Okay. Name Tom Elf, he was at.
The Greatest Showman.
Another one. Have you seen The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
Keep going. Oh, wait.
I'm trying. No, he was in the movie with Bruce Willis.
What movie was that?
That's a serious role.
That's why that nigga don't want to do Wolverine no more. Because you only know that nigga is Wolverine.
Man, he got like three movies for Wolverine. But then once he did Wolverine, kind of over. It's just like Robert Downey Jr.
Mm.
Like he did Iron Man for so long.
Don't do that. Don't,
he did
don't.
Iron Man so long. Like,
so, question.
I'm still trying.
Ooh. All of them?
I'm like two of them.
I'm still more than one.
Doing 30 days.
Yeah, you know, he's played his roles.
What about, no, everybody knows Scarlett Johansson. She got like something.
That's another reason why Chris Evans don't want to be Captain America anymore.
Yeah. I can't think of the key.
Snowpiercer. Wow, you said Snowpiercer? That's on Netflix? It's terrible?
You talking about the moon and stuff in the train?
Yes, he played the fuck out of that role. Hey, talk about him in the reviews or comments or something. he don't like deep and understand that poverty needs to be in a certain level. Which needs to be in a certain level.
But no, well, back to this more comic.
Two.
I'm not giving it two.
Two.
Big two.
Deuces. 2 out of 5. Why am I giving it a 2 out of 5? You didn't go by the storyline. Be honest. At every scene, I could find something that I disliked. Every single fucking scene. Wow. So, Kane, she just happened to capture Kano.
But they gave a background story. They said it.
I was out here searching for the Mortal Kombat tattoo. Where did you get that? I was born with it. No, you weren't. I found him out in Australia.
She was just like, she tried to kill you, try to kill someone. You should have got some first. Kano was a good guy.
Right. Kano made the move, 2 out of 5. Big 2. Big 5. Big 2 out of 5. I will never watch it again. I wouldn't buy it on DVD. Would you purchase it on DVD?
Bootleg
it. We do those? Nope. I would have gave this one away to you. On a DVD.
I'd have been okay with it. It was a three. It was like
3.
It wasn't the best of the week. I mean, I felt a lot of wrong with this movie. I felt a lot, but I did find some good shit about the movie as well. But I just didn't like the fact that every time I found some good, I found some bad.
Oh.
The storyline could have been better. I didn't like
a lot better. They're not Mortal Kombat fans.
But he was from Chicago.
I don't give a fuck where you was from. They put you in the wrong role, buddy.
Hey, he blew me. He's like, man, No one cares about Orphan from the South Side of Chicago. I was like, nigga, shut the fuck up.
I'm like, is this marketing? Did they just throw marketing? Hey, is why the fuck y'all in Gary? Was they in Gary?
Oh, yeah, you remember? Sorry, was in Gary.
What the
yeah,
fuck?
So like,
you
oh
have you actually been to Gary?
No.
Just so people know, for context, this is a Chicago-based podcast.
Oh, my God.
South Side of Chicago, Cole Young. What? This white boy?
When he said that, I was just like, I had to watch that HBO Max. I'm like, rewind that. No one cares about the Orphan Boy of South Side of Chicago. Well, who's South Side you from?
I've never seen you before, Cole.
Oh, boy. I never even seen nobody look like you. He could have been from Chinatown.
You rude. You go to
Cole
hell.
Young was a Chinese person. Ooh. Look at his daughter. His daughter was that Chinese girl from Jason Statham movie.
You going to hell?
No, for real, it was. I looked at it.
Okay.
She was the girl from Jason Statham. She was doing the calculations and uh-huh. shit.
Yeah.
Love that movie, by the way.
Okay.
It's a solid 3. It's not
3? 3 out of 5.
It's not a 3.7.
It's a fucking 2. Big 2. Deuces. Chris Brown. Deuces.
I feel like it was good for what it was, you know, because it has been so long since they did a more comedy.
Really?
So I would give them effort for trying to come at the whole Mortal Kombat franchise in a different way, but it could have been better.
I could have gave you an F for it.
Nah, they tried.
Let me tell you what. I don't want a sequel. Stop. You're done.
With Johnny Cage, though?
No.
I want to.
Don't make me highly disappointed.
No, I want to see.
Do not. Oh. Dragon Ball Evolution 2.
No. I want to see Johnny Cage. I feel like you got Johnny Cage. They're gonna give you Johnny Cage.
Okay.
It'll be Katana.
Okay.
The fuck will I give you, Shao Kahn?
You tell what you're gonna give me? A snooze button. Cut this shit off. You're done. Like, are you serious, bro? Like, you really think this Mortal Kombat is worth a second?
I really feel like
if somebody said, bro, I need you to put up 255 million. Do you have enough confidence to put up your bread to make a second?
All I'm saying is, if they kill Cole Young like the first 15 minutes of the movie, you may have something. I'm saying, kill him in the first 15 minutes of the movie. I'm not gonna lie, the movie opens up.
Nope,
the movie opens up. I just like cause
Kung Lao's dead already.
No, you kill Cole Young in the first 15 minutes of the movie. And make Liu Kang be a stronger character, not like this weak link his ass.
Liu Kang. He's gonna have Liu Kang. Kung Lao is not gonna. Oh, yeah.
Because I remember, he's fighting in a tournament to avenge Kung Lao, right?
Do his soul get returned?
No, he'll not punch. No, fuck it.
Damn!
Gonna kill Kung Lao.
They can fix it if his soul returns.
Low key, that could be a plot.
You know, I'm just throwing this out.
I'm not gonna lie, but you have to kill Cole Young in the movie. And I'm not talking about at the end of the movie. I'm talking about like
Chris Brown in the beginning of the
yeah, stop the yard. Look, low key, look. No, not that fast, but around that same, because I feel like Cole Young's part was like almost
not needed.
It wasn't needed. It wasn't needed.
Here we go again.
And I feel like that'd be a great way to like bring in to Johnny Cage, thought like maybe Johnny Cage and Cole Young used to be like fighters in the back of the day, and then but nah, fuck that shit. I still need Liu Kang to be like a main ass character instead of a B2. He wasn't a B1, he was a B2 character.
Yeah,
I didn't like
a 2 out of 5. I didn't.
I'm not gonna lie, that right there almost gave the movie a 1. But
you said the tournament haven't even started, so you wanted to kill all of them.
That's what says a prequel. That's what says a prequel.
It was a prequel, and Kung Lao dies.
But Kung Lao dies for Liu Kang to fight harder. If you look at any other Mortal Kombat shit, whenever the tournament starts, Kung Lao and Liu Kang are never fighting together. So Kung Lao has to die.
Hey, you see what you said? When the tournament starts.
Yeah, I like it. It was a prequel.
Niggas dying like this in prequels? What type of prequel is this?
Hey, well, hello, prequel. Niggas died of this shit.
Like,
but it's like, Scorpion's still alive as well. You got to think about this. Scorpion's,
that nigga is immortal.
Oh, so he's gonna laugh forever. But wait, I feel like they may give like Sub-Zero son. Cause wasn't Sub-Zero controlled by Shang Tsung?
Yeah, Shang Tsung. It was supposed to be Shang Tsung. But you know, they fucked that up.
But maybe they go back to the Lin Kuei temple.
Maybe Lin Kuei, yeah, they fucked this up.
Yeah, maybe
reset.
Nah. I just feel like you gotta kill Cole Young.
Big Death.
I ain't gonna lie, he has to. Low key, I need a fatality. Look. No, they can kill him in the first 15 minutes, but make him fight hard.
I would have respected this movie a lot more if it was the main character was Sonya. I said it.
I said it
because it's one of those.
I'm thinking
of the storyline. Like me, I don't give a fuck if you're gay. I don't give a fuck if you're straight. I don't give a fuck if you're a girl. I don't give a fuck if you're a dude. What I want to tell you is, if it fits the fucking storyline, fit it. Cole, nobody know who the fuck you are. Why it's a new character. Sonya, that bitch got a lot more clout than you. I don't want you to sit here and talk crazy about Sonya, just like Kano.
I respect it.
So it's one of those. I would have preferred it be a main character from the Mortal Kombat origin people than Cole.
You know what I think they did? I think they took the video game route, like creating their own player to play the game with. That's what. That's what.
Oh, you feel like they? they're my player.
I feel like they really did a My MK on this.
What type of Asian fighter is named Cole?
First of all, don't disrespect him. He's an orphan from the south side of Chicago.
Hey, I'm never gonna let that die down. He ain't never said. No one cares about orphans from the south side of Chicago. Strabby.
Wait, so. You should have said a dwarf.
First of all, I still would have believed. I kind of would have believed him more, but he's an orphan from the south side of Chicago. Orphan.
Wasn't he Asian?
He was Asian. No, he's not. What he is, he has an Asian daughter.
I've never heard of an Asian orphan in Chicago ever in my life.
Probably in Chinatown.
Probably. Have you heard of it? No. Right.
I was in Chinatown 2 weeks ago. I ain't hear no shit. They even got a fucking orphanage over that shit.
Hey, for real, for real.
Do any orphanages still exist? Like, I'm trying to figure that shit out. Shit, is it really a Hard Knock Life? Apparently, it was for Cole Young.
So you give it a 3? A 3. So $250 million. Somebody told you $250 million of your money. You have $300 million. For $250 million, do you have enough trust into making the sequel for Mortal
Kombat?
Does it
have to be $250? Can I give him $100?
Matter of fact, let's see.
What's the budget for the film?
$55 million.
Okay. Oh, that's all. Yeah, I got $55 million for that one. Fuck it. $55 million for
you only got $60 million, though.
I got $60
million? $60 million. And $55
million. I'm putting $55 into the sequel. Fuck it. I got.
He gonna go broke.
I'm not gonna lie, but Cole Young just can't live to see through a whole. I don't care who the director or the writer of this movie is. Cole Young cannot see the end of the movie. He damn near can't see the middle of the movie, and he gotta go out with a fatality with somebody chop his head off. I ain't gonna front the movie.
Okay.
Like, cause you know what, $55 million. He go on the first 15 minutes, somebody gonna chop his head off. Not everybody. Who's gonna take over his lead character?
Can I tell you how bad the movie is?
How bad the movie?
So overall, in the world. Made $122.2 million.
I mean, it's COVID though.
Okay. Let me break down the statistics of the COVID. As of June 15th, 2021, Mortal Kombat has grossed $42.1 million in the United States and Canada. Two countries.
COVID.
And $82.2 million. In other territories.
First of all, let me just put this out here. Movie theaters don't even have people filling up the seats. So if you want to see this movie, you just have to have HBO Max. The moviegoers aren't alive anymore. We're slowly transitioning into where people can be out in public without a mask or with a mask amongst a lot of people.
Yeah, I hate it.
I'm just saying, if this movie was released next year, probably would have got a higher fee. Higher fee.
Who the fuck would want to watch this?
It wasn't that nice. Don't let Kid Adonis sway you guys from watching this mediocre ass movie.
Box office 124.
It wasn't a damn movie.
Throughout the whole world.
It was a good watch. It was a good watch, but it just wasn't. It's like, if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, I will say you will find what's wrong with this movie. I'm not gonna fuck the movie. If you watch the first one, watch Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation, which is weak as fuck. Play the video games over the year, play the storyline, maybe watch a miniseries or two. You feel me? Like, maybe even read the comic. Who knows? You will find a lot of shit wrong with it, but if as like a regular like viewer, it's a pretty decent movie. So, out of all three Mortal Kombat movies, what is this one?
The last one.
I don't know.
the worst one.
One comic annihilation is pretty bad.
I hear what you're saying.
That was pretty bad. That was.
I'd rather watch it than this one.
That was a little bad. That was just so terrible.
It was called the 90s.
Hell no, that shit came like an old movie. You're not trying to hear that shit. Let me see. One comic, two annihilation.
Bro, they didn't even have motherfucking fast internet.
That shit was CGI.
97, bro. 90, don't you ever disrespect
me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't you ever disrespect me.
Trash.com. I ain't gonna let
you. They didn't even have internet, bro.
They didn't even fucking AOL download was still available.
Their budget was $30
million. Man. $30 million today dollars or $30
million? $30 million. That was their budget.
Man, that shit was trash.com, man. It was like. I feel like Mortal Kombat 1.
In the U.S., it made $51.3 million. Only in the U.S. I'm not Canada. Just so you know.
Mortal Kombat 2?
Annihilation. Right. You see what I'm saying?
It wasn't COVID, though, was it?
I'm just saying.
It wasn't COVID, man. Look, man, COVID plays a part.
So you're going to say COVID for everything?
Hey, anything that happened between last January and now, I'm waiting for COVID.
That's a damn shame.
What are you about? Last February, March till right now, waiting for COVID.
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of these movies was ass. They came out with a Tekken movie? In 2009? Look, I didn't even give it a chance to watch it.
Man, we're never doing that bullshit. Ever.
Did your wait long? The budget was $30 million. The box office was $1.7. Don't you ever.
What?
Tekken, bro. Damn.
Hold on, who wants to go see that movie?
Bro.
They were taking kids on field trips to see that movie.
Bro, the IMDb is 4.8.
They was literally giving that movie out for free and people still wouldn't take it. You want to see a free movie on us? Oh, hell no.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat!
Make sure to follow us on all our social media handles. I am Kidadonis, KIDDADONIS.
And I am Can I Kick It?
And follow us on the Uncut Critics Podcast.
Yes, leave some replies. Reviews,
leave some reviews. Right? We want to hear your truth.
Let's see what y'all got to say, man. If you got to wake up and shoot your you do that. We're ready.
We're ready. 2 out of 5. Bye.
3 out of 5. That's just it.